I'm feeling Hamilton in the Grey Cup, though.
Are you?
Yes, I believe they're minus two favorites. It is officially Grey Cup week. Our next guest is slightly biased. I mean, I got to believe he's rooting for the Blue Bombers.
Yeah.
He'll be out in Calgary. The panel's going to be out there. It's a big week with the Grey Cup set up. Here's our main man, Milt Stegall. How you doing, Milt?
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. How do you feel about that? Hamilton, a slight favorite on this Monday ahead of the Grey Cup.
Understandably so. They've definitely been the best team over the course of the year. They've dominated the regular season, dominated the Eastern Conference Finals. So I understand why they're the favorites. But, I mean, I got to root hard for my Bombers. It's going to be a difficult task, but it's time for the drought to end. I know both teams are in a drought, so we're calling this the Drought Bowl, but I'm hoping my Bombers can pull it out.
In terms of the quarterback battle, I mean, these are not the biggest names in the CFL. Who would you give the favorite to? Who would you lean towards, Winnipeg or Hamilton at the quarterback position?
Well, I think you have to go with Hamilton just because what Dane Evans has done, no one thought he would be able to do this once their starter, Jeremiah Mazzoli, went out, and the fact that he was able to lead this team. I think he had a 10-2 record over 12 games. Best record in the CFL is absolutely astonishing. It's only his second year. So Winnipeg, they're in a good position. They are in the Grey Cup. But as far as the quarterback position goes, you have to give it to Dane Evans. Winnipeg has played numerous quarterbacks this year, just numerous quarterbacks over the last four or five games. That doesn't mean they're going to lose the game, but the quarterback position – as far as that goes, you have to definitely favor the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Well, and Evans has the best weapon in the CFL. I saw you guys on the panel talking about it yesterday. I was watching the game. Speedy Banks is off the charts. His catching ability obviously has caught up to his speed, his route running. He's basically unstoppable. If you get him the ball at any point, anywhere on the field, how do you tackle him? I mean, how do you game plan against Brandon Banks?
It's hard to game plan against him because you don't have anyone on your team who can simulate what he does. So, I mean, if I'm Winnipeg, I'm going to play a lot of zone. Of course, the formula for success is getting him in second and long and playing zone and forcing him everything underneath. But if you're trying to play man-to-man against Brandon Banks, and then you have Braylon Addison along with Brandon Banks, it's going to be a long night for these Blue Bombers. And I think Richie Hall, their defensive coordinator, understands that. You're not playing man-to-man on those guys. There's just too much speed, too much quickness. And when they get an open field, they're not only making big plays, but they're making touchdowns. So I think Winnipeg understands that, and they need to make sure that they don't allow those guys to get going. Otherwise, it could be a long evening.
Milt, let's get to the good stuff. You're with your panel mates for a week straight. Who is the most enjoyable to be around? Is it Roddy Smith? Is it Matt Dunnigan? I mean, you guys have any big dinners, any special nights? That's a tradition. What goes on with the panel guys from TSN?
Honestly, I don't hang out with those guys.
What?
I do my own. I'm the only one I like on. I don't like those guys. I like me. I deal with them because I have to. No, I'm just joking. I don't hang out. I'm just not a guy that hangs out. When I played, I didn't hang out, really with my teammates. I just like being by myself, doing my own thing. I may go to a restaurant. I don't party. I don't drink. And not saying anything is wrong with that. That's just not me. So I get along great with all those guys. But, when we're on the road, I really don't do much at all. This is my downtime because when I get back home with the wife and kids, that's when life begins. So, I get along with myself very well. I get along well with those other guys, but it's not much hanging out for me.
Calgary's calling your name, Milt. I mean, you got to knock the dust off, buddy. It's going to be a party in Calgary.
Yeah, you know what? When you look as good as me, though, it's hard to go out and party, I just can't go out in public all the time. I'm an attractive guy, so try to stay low-key.
Well, and you got to have your head on a swivel, right? Like the Blue Bomber diehards will be looking for you.
Oh, they will be just creeping around.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to that. Those fans for Winnipeg, more than those players, those fans, they deserve this. You have fans, some season ticket holders that have been waiting around for 30 years to get that Grey Cup parade. So hopefully they can get it. You have Broad Foddy, the head equipment guy. He's been there basically since 1994, waiting for that Grey Cup ring. So there are a lot of people within that organization who are deserving of that ring. So hopefully they can get it. When those fans come into town, I love those fans. They treat me so well since they've been doing it since 1995, so I have no problem giving the love back that they give me.
Have you ever heard of Shorts Guy from Winnipeg? This is a guy who's worn shorts for 18 years because the Blue Bombers haven't won since 2001.
Yeah, I'm part of the reason why he's wearing those shorts, so I know exactly who you're talking about. I think his name is Chris Matthews, if
yep,
I'm correct.
Yeah. Chris Matthew, yep.
Hopefully he can put on some pants, because I've seen his shorts and his legs aren't the prettiest. So hopefully the Bombers can win so he can finally put on some pants. But those are the type of fans that you have not only in Winnipeg but throughout the CFL. Fans are dedicated, they're passionate, and it's great that we have those type of fans throughout the CFL. But like I said before, hopefully he gets to put on some pants and Winnipeg Blue Bombers can come out with a victory. More so than that, the main thing is that we get a high-scoring, exciting game, because that's what the CFL is all about.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Enjoy it all week, Milt. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right, sounds great. You guys have a good one.
There's Milt Stegall, our TSN CFL analyst. Doesn't hang out with Hot Rod and the boys.
Doesn't hang out with them.